Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It is Hour 3, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. We got some Cowboys news of the evening coming up in about 20 minutes or so. And Jake Ferguson in 1 hour from now. Time now for that daily football fix with Wolchuk. Zach?
Let's do it. We'll hit the fix right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Looking good for 88, CeeDee Lamb, full participant in today's practice, as, my gosh, do we need him back on the field. He looked like he was about to have a career night in Detroit against the Lions, had that scary injury. He did say that he's been wearing that Guardian cap over his helmet in practice.
Yeah.
John Machota adding that he said he wouldn't wear it in a game. Doesn't think it's very comfortable, but he's been doing that. He is on track to play, full participant today. So great news on CeeDee Lamb, because that looked like a scary injury, boys.
It did, but I do kind of wonder if, like, when that happens, has the brain shut off to protect itself? Because it seems like a lot of the Tua hits where he's seizing, it's like, yeah, he's going to be fine. It's like, okay. And then a guy just gets really dinged, and it can end up being a longer concussion. So I don't know exactly how that works, but if you're just judging off the eyeball of it, that one looked like a lot worse. I wonder if they got him like a shiesty mask Guardian cap, if he'd wear that.
Oh, man, that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would.
Minnesota center wears the Guardian cap. It's kind of funny with the Viking horn on it. The big old, it's the thing with the bike.
It's goofy looking, but hey, do it if it works for you.
If it works, man, go for it.
As Gavin mentioned before the break, Jake Ferguson, our guy, did not practice. We'll talk with Ferg in less than an hour. He's got the calf, and Tyler Guyton also not practicing. He's still got the ankle injury.
Yeah, I don't think Guyton's going to play. It sounds like that Ferguson's going to work back in tomorrow.
Good.
So we should be okay.
Yeah, he was working with the cords. Yeah, I hope so, too. Hopefully he'll, these guys don't talk much about their injuries. He's probably not going to give us much, but hopefully he says, like,
he's fine.
Eric's not here to ask him.
I'll ask him.
How you feeling?
How you feeling? What's going on?
Feel great.
Are you squatting naked yet? Jadeveon Clowney limited, Trayvon Diggs limited, and Savone Revel also limited today. That's your injury report. Malik Hooker was back. He just had the veteran day off yesterday, so he was a full participant in practice. So there's your Cowboys update as they get ready for the Minnesota Vikings. Now, we got some coaching updates. Connor Orr put out what he's hearing, and it looks like Mike McCarthy, former Cowboys coach, is viewed by some as the front runner to become the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans this offseason.
It's a good idea, developmental-wise. I think Mike McCarthy's a good guy to have. Once it comes to performance and it's time to go for the Super Bowl, I think you should be looking for a different coach. But, I mean, he sort of made his name in the NFL being a quarterback guru and developer. So
Cam Ward could probably benefit from that. And look, say what we want about Mike. He does win. I mean, three straight 12-win seasons here. He's done a lot of winning. Is he necessarily that disciplinarian? We've always questioned. I know, Brian, you brought up the work ethic maybe a little bit, but the guy has had success as a head coach.
Oh, he has.
The league.
He's had success of kind of doing it in a slow-motion fashion.
Yeah.
If you want to sit there and get on George Pickens for the way he plays, might want to get on the way Mike McCarthy coaches. I had a guy tell me one time, he goes, I've been in the league 17 years. I've never been with a coach this lazy in my life.
Well, anyway, gave him a lot of days off.
I took a real big swing at him. Then I, Eric Dawson.
Like, oh, yeah. Swing.
Tear his ass
get him out of here. Get him out.
Let me get a meatball sandwich and a massage.
Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. He is considered a heavy favorite for the Giants head coaching job, according to Connor Orr.
He's a New Jersey kid.
Came from Boston College.
Yep.
Ended up now has done a great job with that Packers defense. Maybe. Maybe that would be a good fit. I saw WIP and Filthy. I don't know if they're making this up or not. They also are saying Kevin Petullo might be getting an interview for the Giants job. I'd love it just because he's been horrible with the Eagles. So keep the bad hires going with the Giants. But how in the world is anybody going to give Kevin Petullo right now a head coaching interview?
No, that'd be pathetic. Yeah, that's that would be a clear sign that your GM should be fired.
Are you tanking right now? What's going on?
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Wait, who's he interviewing with? Petullo?
It's not official, but the rumor the WIP has put out in Filthy is Kevin Petullo might get an interview with the Giants.
That's wishful thinking.
Yeah.
That's like the Steelers media thinking Tomlin's going to get traded. 616 says the brain shuts down due to all the neurons firing at once, but it doesn't dictate length of recovery. Thank you, 616, brain injury expert.
We needed that.
Yeah.
Raiders also made Robert Saleh a lucrative offer this offseason to be the team's defensive coordinator and successor to Pete Carroll once he retired. So if they move on from Pete, look for Robert Saleh to be a big-time target for the 80s and try and pry him away from San Francisco.
I tried. Nobody listens to me. I tried. I really did. Bob Saleh and I are good buddies.
I know you were, Al.
I love Bob Saleh.
Tell you what, Al. You and your kiddo Mark there with the bowl cut.
Oh,
you're spending $50 million on coaches that are going to be fired next year if you decide you want to can Pete. That's a lot of money. Antonio
That's 50
Pierce.
$50 million on all our guys?
On all of them. Pierce, $8 million. McDaniels, $10 million. Gruden, $10 million. Kelly, $6 million. And Pete Carroll would be $16 million you're spending next year. I mean, Jerry would never.
It's a lot of money.
$50 million on coaches.
On coaches.
I don't think the Raiders could.
Coaches.
I think they made up for that when Pete went for the field goal, that thing to cover the line the other day. I think they had a bet on that game, huh?
Yeah, something was going on.
Something was going on,
a lot
man.
Of people were ticked off about that moment. We've got Thursday night football. Falcons, Bucks. Boy, do the Bucks need this one bad. He needs a bounce back game. That would be Baker Mayfield. Emeka Buka, he has certainly cooled off, had some drops here lately. Uh-oh. But they're getting back Mike Evans. They're getting back Jalen McMillan, their second-year wide receiver. And Igbuka, who has been playing through pain, playing through injuries, hopefully getting those other targets back and open things up for him. Give me the Bucks tonight in big fashion. But Kyle Pitts.
What are you hitting the over on? What are you doing?
The over-under, I don't know what that is.
That game you played.
Oh, I went more on Bucky Irving to get half more. I also went more on the passing yards for Kirk Cousins because I think he usually has a good game. I might need to adjust this, though, because NFL.com is really talking up Kyle Pitts. Drake London's been ruled out. Falcons right now are primarily using Kyle Pitts. But now I saw he's got a knee injury. Last week he had a fantastic game, team high 15 catches, 197 yards. No other Falcon has more than 9 catches and 96 receiving yards since that. So Kirk Cousins is certainly looking for him since he's been inserted into the lineup. But there's something about Kyle Pitts I just expect he's not going to live up to the expectation.
Okay.
So I went less on the yards.
That's what I was going to ask you guys because you guys watch a lot of these games and stuff. How's Kyle Pitts been? How's his career been?
Oh, a failure so far. Well, I wouldn't say a failure. Yeah. I would say underwhelming.
I think he's everything I thought Brock Bowers was. I mean, I think he was going
He's had some moments where you see the athleticism, you see the wow, what an incredible catch. But overall, we thought this guy was going to come in and take over the league.
Oh, I consider myself raise my hand. Yeah. I feel like I've been wrong about it.
Hasn't happened. It has not. All right, Phillip Rivers is trending to be starting for the Colts this Sunday against the Seahawks. Here's what NFL execs have been saying about this. The Athletic went ahead and reached out to a bunch of executives. Jeff Howe with the piece. Here's one executive, quote, fun story, but I think it's going to be disaster. Probably will be. Another one said, looking at their schedule, it's not going to work. They have a tough road with really good defenses. Phillip is a sitting duck. I think that they're right, man. I am concerned for
Philip Rivers. What about them running the ball? What about them just running
the ball? That's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to line up and just feed Jonathan Taylor.
Just load up and, like, get, like we were talking about, 12, 13 personnel and just run the ball.
Yeah, like, we got a text in from Atolo, like, should I play Michael Pittman? I'm like, dude, I don't know. I don't know what to expect from 44-year-old Philip Rivers. If you've got another opportunity, we're talking, this is fantasy playoff time. Mm. Sit Pittman. Play somebody else. If you don't have the option, maybe Pittman gets force-fed from Philip Rivers. Maybe they have a rapport with one another. I don't know, but this could be a terrifying disaster.
What about that? Our Penn State tight end,
Tyler Warren. I think Tyler Warren is going to get a lot of targets.
I think this guy could be like a lot of little simple, quick passes and kind of like play 6-7 yards a game kind of thing.
And he's had a really good rookie season. Yeah. Tyler Warren's been good for them. One person who was really ticked off.
Pierce is another good player for
them. Yeah, Alec Pierce, deep ball target. Yeah.
I mean, if Flacco can have success, if Aaron Rodgers can have success, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities that Rivers is decent.
It's not, and I'd love it. I'd love it if he showed up and balled out and it'd be an amazing story. But I guess the difference is like those. I mean, Flacco was out of the league for like half a season and then came back. We're talking 5 years between starts. This is going to be a very interesting trial and error process here for Philip Rivers. One person who is ticked off about this Rivers signing, Cam Newton. Here was Cam, 4th-and-1 with Cam Newton. He is not having this.
Indy, if they call.
Hell yeah. It's almost like a slap in my face, bro.
All the things that you do in the media, do you come off like you're available? Well, state the case then, bro.
Did Philip Rivers send any type of signs that he was available? Why are you asking me to do something that everybody else didn't do? Mm. I ain't no lab rat. Come on, bro.
You still are available.
Have you followed my Snapchat?
He's retired. You ain't even retired.
I did not and will not because of an opportunity like this.
And he also was in a system, but still, like,
I don't give a damn if he was in a family. He's 44 years old, bro.
He got
grandkids. How do people hold Cam Newton to a standard that you're not holding everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, last time we saw Cam.
How old is he now?
Is he 38?
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
He's born in 89, so he's 36 years old
36?
Right now.
Oh, wow, that's not bad.
Gosh, 36, man. Yeah, I didn't. Wow.
He hasn't played since 2021.
And that was with New England, right?
Well, no, he went back to Carolina.
Oh, he did go back to
eight
Carolina.
Eight games for him that year.
Oh, yeah, and I don't think that went really well. But
no, he threw 4 touchdowns, had 40 yards rushing. Thought he was kind of washed up then.
Yeah, well,
I mean, maybe if it doesn't go well with Rivers, he can be next up in line.
You just pivot.
Yeah.
You just pivot and you go to Cam. Well, let's keep the quarterback thing going.
You guys What's Kaepernick doing?
That's a great question. He's been staying ready. Every offseason we get the report, Kaepernick's ready and he wants to work out for teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe Burrow had the NFL world very concerned. Could this be Andrew Luck 2.0? Listen to Burrow at his press conference yesterday.
If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrating.
There's just a lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All the above. Like you said, there's nothing. All we can do is
your typer.
Focus week to week and try to win games. I don't think anybody's really thinking about the playoffs right now. That's within reach, but on our fingertips. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing and try to get better.
Yeah.
Wow, it sounded like he wanted to cry about it.
It did. Like, it sounded like he was about to announce, you know, and I'm done. And Andrew Luck at 29 years old retired, and so the Andrew Luck 2.0 started trending yesterday on Twitter. Jamar Chase was asked about this. He said, quote, I thought that was AI.
I did too at the beginning. I was like, wow, Wolchuk got ball sacked.
No, but he said he doesn't look bummed to be here. Same person I see every day. But if I were a quarterback needy team, even if I had a quarterback.
Trade for him?
I'd be calling Cincinnati
and seeing
if I can get my hands on Joe Burrow. That sounds like a guy who might be open for another opportunity somewhere else.
I mean, you got to try. And
is he a married guy?
No.
Okay. Do you think he's having some?
It could be
problems. Is he a high-end girlfriend?
He did have a girlfriend that was reported in the offseason.
Is she an actress or something like that?
I think a model.
Model girl?
Yeah. Hmm. I think that when his house got burglarized, she was the one that like called.
Oh, that's right.
So that's how that all became public. Because otherwise, he's like a pretty private guy.
Yeah. Hmm.
He's dating a model and influencer, Olivia Ponton. Pontone.
Pontone.
Wonder if she influenced something.
Sounds like something's going on there behind the scenes.
And wasn't happy.
If I was him, I would demand out. The Bengals are just the worst team building team in the NFL.
This is irresponsible. I think his dad's dealing with some ailments too.
Oh, and he's got a really close relationship.
A lot going on there. All righty, thank you, Will Chuck. Is that it for our fix?
We're good.
All right, all filled up here. It's time for the C Note Cowboys
fixed.
News of the evening and everything developing here on a Thursday as they get ready for the Vikings, including those updates on Lamb and Ferguson. More coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
G-Bag Nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Time now for the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost with the Frankels. They only get paid when you win. The go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, that's Scott and Mark Frankel. We want to restock the shelves at the North Texas Food Bank for the holiday season. Over the next couple of days, we're asking you to go to 105throughthefan.com/donate and throw in a couple of bucks and help these folks that need a little help getting food these days. Going into the holidays, make sure they have something on the table. All righty, before I get to Cowboys Twitter, do you see this story out of Finland? This is about 6 seconds on soccer. FC Haka relegated to the second division. My buddy Skip sent me this. A group of three fans set fire to the stadium.
Oh, wow. So they relegated them?
The stands are an inferno, or it was an inferno a couple of hours ago.
Jeez.
I mean, just like a forest fire-looking thing on the side of it, so they did not take well. I guess it just means more in the Finland First Division.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe because they set fire that they got relegated.
No.
You can't handle it.
No, they it was a reaction to the loss. That sent them down to the lower division, and apparently they were minors, so just some really bad decision-making going on there. As Wolchuk mentioned, CeeDee Lamb cleared protocol. He's good to go. And we got Jake Ferguson coming up at the top of the hour, but he was a DNP today with the calf strain.
Yeah, he should be working back in tomorrow from what I understand.
Good. Okay, so that sounds good. Wolchuk also mentioned this earlier. Cowboys rookie right guard Tyler Booker is a lot of pressure on 20 of his 426 pass blocks this season. That's 4.7%, the lowest pressure rate among any rookie guard and the second lowest by any rookie right guard in a season since at least 2018. His 4.7% pressure rate is fourth lowest among right guards in the NFL this season as well. So, I mean, it's Pro Bowl quality that you're getting out of the box, at least in the pass game. Like, and I didn't know that Tyler Booker was going to be able to be that good against pass rush as a rookie. Bodes incredibly well for his future.
Gotten better as when they pass stunts.
Okay.
That was something really early in the campaign that they struggled with. But he, the more time on task, him and BB have done a really nice job being able to kind of pass some of these stunts.
I just love listening to these big guys talk football. Yeah. You know, him and Tyler Smith.
Really, he's sharp.
And then Quinnen Williams on the other side. Yeah. Like, they got just such strong football character and toughness and desire and an ability to communicate on top of that makes them a really great listen. Matt Eberflus opened up his presser by saying he is excited to have Jadeveon Clowney back out there today. Revel is going to be limited due to some soreness, but it doesn't sound like anything big's there. Maybe just a bigger workload than he's had in about 15, 16 months with all those snaps he did against the Lions. I guess he's still a little bit sore.
A lot of games in a row, right? In a few days, yeah. So
4-17, was that the number?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, but getting Clowney back is big, and the Vikings can hurt you with their run game a little bit.
They can. It's kind of unusual that the way they do it, though. They try and, they got these kind of, I would call them track runners. And I mean track in a way they're on the track like they're on the railroad track. Like wherever the track goes, that's where they're going to go. They're not big wiggle guys. It's not a lot of movement, but pretty powerful the way that they run.
325 says, check out Tyler Booker on my Dad and I's docuseries, The Lone Star Way, on Victory Plus. Well, salute to you, sir. Sounds like we got some talented Tolos out there producing content. Flew said Trayvon Diggs did a nice job yesterday, continues to be more consistent. That buzzword popping up, tweets Joseph Hoyt. Eberflus reiterating, like Brian Schottenheimer did on Wednesday, that they wanted to see more consistency from Trayvon Diggs. So it sounds like he's just not checking the boxes. They're kind of talking about him the way they're talking about the rookie Jaden Blue.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, though. I wanted to believe, and they still might prove me wrong, but I was like, oh, yeah, I know you got to play the guy. You got to get him out there. I was wrong with how much he probably really wanted to play.
You know. We had a more robust conversation about that at the top of the show there in the 2 o'clock segment. If you wanted to go back and listen to it, you can get more of my thoughts there. But you know, just to give you the thumbnail recap on that, I do feel like there's a decent chance Diggs is your best defensive back. Still, and I know that even at the height of his powers, he wasn't the complete corner that made you happy with his coverage and his tackling and everything. But you also need takeaways so bad. I would want to know, like, if we put him out there in a game, will he kind of snap out of this malaise or funk that he's in around the practice facility just to see if it would work? Because you need takeaways so bad. And, maybe Trayvon doesn't like you, but when you get out on the field and everybody's watching and it's time to make an impression on the free agent market, I think that might be your best opportunity. Let's try it for one game. Let's try it for one game against J.J. McCarthy. What's going to hurt? Might end up with a couple of picks and prove himself to be the kind of player that maybe you need to, if you do make the playoffs, to slow down some of the best offenses out there. It's kind of a head-scratcher to me because the chance to make the playoffs is real. And there's you can still set your agenda. Say, listen, we don't want to punish everybody else on this team by sending rookies or undrafted guys out there to get us beat on the back end. We gave up 6 plays of 25 yards or more against the Detroit Lions. I think now's the time for all hands on deck type of mentality.
But he also has to want to do it too, though. He's got to have to. If they're going to put him out there, he's going to have to want to go out there and play. And I think that's the question right now. Yeah, that's where I didn't know. That's where I'm with you on as far as getting him out there and see what you got. But if he's kind of just, and I use the words going through the motions, if he in fact is just going through the motions at practice. I don't know, man. I feel like I'm wrong. I feel like I'm wrong about the guy because I felt like the guy would want to go out there and prove to the front office and everybody, like, listen, okay, you've been on my ass the whole year. You know, I'm going to go out here and show you. But, man, the old saying, sometimes a leopard doesn't change his spots.
Yeah.
This might be one of those cases right now, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, back to that, like sometimes you're asking this guy to fit inside your box so much that he's starting to resent you. That's, and, you know,
yeah, I mean,
and just a hands-off approach might totally turn it around.
He might completely be checked out, and they might be completely checked out about him.
You can't put a football player on the field that's not engaged. Yeah. That's hurting the team.
Yeah. I'd like to believe that he is good enough to go out there and play. But the more that I live these days, and it's the story, and the more you hear about the story, and I'd love to hear his side of the story. I'd love to think that, like, no, I'm not really interested in what Jerry and Steven. I was not interested in the comments they made about me at training camp. You know, I played some games where I was hurt. He hasn't been the same player.
No.
He has not been the same player since they paid him. You know, and maybe they feel like, listen, if your attitude is going to be this way, we'll just, at the end of the year, you'll just go on.
Okay, how about this one? Eberflus was asked about blitzing early last week at Detroit and not as much later in the game. He kind of falls on the sword, says, you call the game the way you see fit to win the game. Obviously, I could have done a better job. Certainly, I own that. I understand that. So maybe, you know, if it happens again, we get more blitz going consistently.
It wasn't so much him. It was they had a really good plan in the first 15, you know, with the pressure they were bringing. And he got to the point the pressure was so good that the Lions took out one of their guards and put a rookie in there to play because they were taking advantage of it. It's just sad that he didn't stay after it. That pressure early in the first two series, you could tell it was affecting Goff the way he was throwing the ball.
Yeah.
He was throwing ball short. You could see he was kind of having to move around a little bit. He wasn't as accurate. And then you went back to four-man rush, and you got crushed.
Okay, we got him also on Logan Wilson and Kenneth Murray. This is defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. And what Logan and Murray would have to do to separate themselves and get majority of the reps at linebacker, he says, I mean, it comes down to practice execution, making plays, because I've always said this, even since I was coaching Sean Lee here before, your linebacker's job is to hit the ball. You are the point of attack. There is no backside for you. So to me, you should be able to have 15, 16, 18 tackles. You should make ball production. You should have caused fumbles, recovered fumbles, interceptions. You should have all those things because you're in the middle of the defense. So that's what we're looking for. These guys are looking to do that, and I'm starting to see it with Overshown. We'll see some of that come to light with him hitting the ball the right way, you know, in terms of his strip attempts, those guys getting back all of those things. And
I felt like myself over-evaluated what Overshown could be with this defense coming off the knee. And he's done everything in his power to get back, and maybe it's going to take more time. But as a whole, this linebacking room has not been great.
No,
it's been terrible. And that's... You know, I don't want to use the word terrible, but I will say
I think it's been terrible.
It's been a struggle.
You can't have any faith that they're going to fix it with these guys. They might need to go linebacker in round one.
Well, at least play Logan Wilson, and then we'll see. Would Logan Wilson maybe be terrible over Kenneth Murray? Possibly. I mean, I think that Kenneth Murray is – I think somebody – I had a Tolo reach out to me on Twitter. I think he put it perfectly. Kenneth Murray is a good athlete. He has no instincts. Logan Wilson has the instincts. He is a lesser athlete. Yeah. I'd always rather have the instinctive player, and I think that they have a massive issue at the linebacking core right now of not having instinctive players. I think there's times with Overshown being out of position, and that was – I saw on the tape at Texas.
Yeah,
that's a similar type of thing.
Yeah, Overshown is going to give you everything he has. I put too much on him. I expect, man, he's going to come back and he's going to do this and do that. He's and it's not catching a pass. I mean, catching a break or anything. It's it's the reality as a group. This has been a very, very poor group at linebacker. It's hurt them on defense.
And that's a poor reflection on Eberflus, because that's supposed to be his position.
Okay, we got Jake Ferguson coming up in 25 minutes from now. Woolchuck Mixed Bag coming up next.
Yep, let's hit it. We got winter meeting fallout, steaks and crab legs. That's an interesting topic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Next in the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Back Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Jake Ferguson coming up at the top of the hour. Here's Woolchuck with your daily mixed bag.
All right, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen dropped off at a prison? 877-881-1053. We'll get to that in just a second. Yeah, it's going to get weird, going to get crazy here. But we are the home of Texas Rangers baseball, and we did get some news as the winter meetings is ending. Chris Young discussing the rumorouskies of one Corey Seager. And CY said, quote, "The reality is every team is looking for great players, and there have been a number of teams that have checked in on a number of our great players. And the reality is we're not motivated to move Corey Seager. We are trying to win a championship here in 2026. In order to do that, we need great players." Mm. So teams do their job and their diligence trying to find out who's available and who's not. But I can't say there's any substance to anything more than a normal check-in. Normal operating procedure for this time of year. Everybody does it.
Well, I love that CY believes. You know, maybe it gives me a little bit more confidence they can get this put back together. But what I'm thinking is they just don't like the offers that are being given for their star players.
The motivated would, I think, hint at that. We're not motivated to move Corey.
Yeah.
But if you were to give us an offer that we can't refuse, just knock our socks off with an offer here.
Right now, I love the idea, and I would have done this still with Simeon, but I love the idea of let's just hold pat right here, do the best we can, and see where we're at after about May 30th.
Yep. And Jeff Passan said the Rangers are in listening mode on Corey Seager, which doesn't mean the two-time World Series MVP is by means going to be moved, but reflects the Rangers' willingness to overhaul the team beyond their trade of Marcus Semien. He says the Rangers aren't looking to shed the remainder of Seager's contract. but the return would need to overwhelm them. They're facing a payroll crunch, and when you see what guys like Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber just got, Seager's deal now looks quite appealing to other teams. He's only 31. He's been an excellent shortstop, and of all the position players right now that are available, he is the best. So okay. Teams now are, and maybe if that
often
is the
hurt,
case.
Though, right?
In that, yes, he
often
has been hurt.
Often
he has
hurt.
Been hurt.
Often
but
hurt.
You need him to come out there and crush and, you know, send his trade value through the roof or make you so good that you're like, hey, we're going to try to get another one in. But I would say one way or another, in the next 24 months, it is going to be time to trade Corey Seager before it's too late.
Mm. Pirates selected a pitcher, Carter Baumler, who they flipped to the Rangers in the Rule 5 draft. So the Rangers didn't select anybody with their own pick. They had the Pirates do it. He was originally from Baltimore. Pirates take him in the first round. They flip him to the Rangers. He's 23. He's a former fifth-round pick whose career has been limited due to injuries. He was initially labeled as a potential fast riser when the Orioles drafted him out of Dowling Catholic in Iowa before the injuries. He had Tommy John surgery 5 years ago, 5 years ago, and a shoulder procedure 3 years ago. That's held him to just 88 and two-third innings in four professional seasons. But Rangers like his stuff. They're taking a flyer on talent, said CY. We have a long history with the player going back to the amateur draft. We feel like he's the kind of player that has the profile that could potentially stick in these situations. So maybe they can strike gold here.
I think I might be heading for a shoulder surgery. Yeah, I don't have a crawfish shoulder or anything like that.
Is it worse than the hip?
I got a crawfish shoulder.
No, it doesn't hurt, but there's this lump. And I had this like cyst in the back of my neck and one in my back like 12 years ago, and I had them take it out because it kept getting bigger. Like it started the size of a marble. Now it seems like the size of about a large grape.
Oh, man, you need to get that checked.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
It's all soft. It's just fatty. It's, you know,
can I ask a
benign.
Question, too, also, since we're asking questions? Or
yeah, let's ask
comments.
Questions. Let's do this.
You guys ever had Hennessy, the drink?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Hennessy, the drink, is good. Is it good?
I enjoy it. It's a great. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it? It's good? Lucius, Hennessy, the drink?
You know, it's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's more like a fashionable thing.
All right. Well, at the break, I saw a Hennessy caramel pound cake with Hennessy glaze.
That could be good.
I didn't know if Hennessy.
They got some crazy. They got Hennessy wings out here. Oh. Now, that white Hennessy that you get on vacation, that's all right. That's all
okay. right. Okay. So the white Hennessy would be a Hennessy. Good cooking.
Yeah, they're doing a lot with Hennessy out here.
Okay.
It's kind of embarrassing.
No, I've never had it. I didn't know how to taste.
Please stop. It's enough. Jeez.
I don't need your Hennessy ribs. Yeah. Stop it.
Oh, stop it. Okay. The pound cake looks good. I'm sorry. With the glaze, I've never tasted it. I thought. Okay, Christmas time things, you know,
maybe.
Hennessy, maybe.
You
okay.
love a good glaze.
I love some glaze.
Yeah, 96, Tupac's All Eyes on Me came out, and every other song had a reference to Hennessy in it.
Okay.
So I was
Hennessy,
like, I got to try this out.
And my enemies.
Constantly, yeah. Couldn't avoid it. And I don't think it's come down from its high since then.
Nah, it's still
been
up
like
there,
30
man.
Years of top branding.
I might have to try that.
You guys in for a good laugh here?
Always.
Man, let's go to your old buddy, Jeffrey Lurie.
Oh, Mr. Lurie, he loves me.
Quote, I have zero concern about the Eagles right now.
Uh-huh.
We had a lot of turnovers, but some of them were flukes. Nothing like it. Absolute opposite when it comes to him being worried. We have a Super Bowl defense and great special teams. Our offense will get it going. I'm not worried at all.
He is the defending Super Bowl champ.
That's denial.
Once they lose to the Raiders, he's going to be worried.
Oh, if they lose to the Raiders, my man, Mr. Lurie.
Oh, Kenny Pickett. Two gloves Pickett's going to be torching him.
By the way, that's that laugh Joker had when he died on Batman, the first one, when he fell off the building.
It was.
Sorry. I'm going to close my mic off.
No, you're right.
You are a foremost Batman expert.
RG3 is going to call his first NFL game for Fox Sports this weekend. You guys fired up?
Yeah.
He's going to be doing New Orleans hosting the Panthers.
Who's he working with?
That's a great question. Okay. Oh, Jason Benetti.
Okay.
Who I think did Cowboys-Panthers. I think that's who was...
That was on the whole shuffle following the Sanchez deal.
Yeah, he's taking that spot.
Yeah, I'm up for new blood. You know, most of these announcers are just absolutely driving me crazy with their cluelessness, with their awkward half sentences, and you know, I'm kind of out on the whole broadcasting thing.
I kind of like what's going to happen because it's going to give Lucius some content for G-Bag of the Day.
Yes. Yeah, because he says some goofy stuff.
Yeah, he's like the Eric Chia follow-up broadcaster.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And he leans into it.
Absolutely. Yeah. He leans into it big time.
All right, so we had a South Carolina prison that has intercepted a drone.
And I say that respectfully, Eric.
Oh, of course, of course.
Oh, we got drone smuggling again?
Yep, drone smuggling.
I saw that.
I saw this happening on the mayor of Kingstown. Yep, so they intercept this drone. It was dropping off steaks and crab legs for inmates.
See, and they should just allow that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong has happened here. Boys
well,
are
until
some
you
food.
Open up the crab legs and somehow they've stuffed like cocaine or something in
there.
Yeah,
didn't they have a little bud in there too as well? You know, you get your pregame with the bud and then you crap steak. Someone's going to have a good Christmas. It just got ruined.
Yeah, I mean, they had the whole deal. I mean, these were like uncooked steaks. They were going to somehow cook themselves. So I guess, I mean, they've got ways to be able to do this.
But yeah, they cook it on the beds. Incredible. Like a grill.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah. On the bed frame?
Yeah,
the frame.
Yep. Yeah, there we go.
But yes, Lucius, you're right.
There's
some marijuana and cigarettes in there as well.
And the crab legs?
No, that was in a separate package, but they packaged it all up with the crab legs, with a raw steak, and another bundle separately that had the cigarettes and the marijuana.
See, the food's just bad in there, you know, and that should tell them something. Like, maybe we should allow, like, grocery day where your family can drop you off some goods.
Yeah, you get a home-cooked meal.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody.
I mean, I think their sandwich meat makes Lunchables look like it's gourmet.
What do you think the most requested meal would be for prisoners?
Probably pizza.
If you could drop something off.
Right? McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Yeah. McDonald's.
Chinese food.
I saw a deal where all these billionaire guys, like the Bill Gates and those guys, they like Big Macs and like cheeseburgers and stuff like that.
It's disgusting.
Know? Some of the other billionaires
it's
like,
the chemicals in it, bro.
Mediterranean food and all that. But most of these billionaire guys love like McDonald's cheeseburgers.
With the Mac sauce on it.
Exactly.
Oozing,
yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, like that Chrisley
guy. I do too. I love it too.
Who got pardoned?
I'm broke as hell, but I love him too.
Yeah, too. He was saying he got like Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and all this stuff while he was in prison. Like he wasn't even in prison. He was just in like a little resort taking a break for a little while.
Oh, is this the senator or the
Chrisley guy?
Oh,
I don't even remember what his first name is. But then he's doing like a podcast with his wife now, like the old Chrisley Knows Best people.
And the wife's like,
I didn't get any of this stuff.
TV guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, it sounded like he was eating good in the neighborhood there. And then finally, here in the mixed bag. We might need to look to Airbnb our houses for this World Cup, fellas.
Oh, I did see that.
Soccer fans are scrambling right now to get Airbnbs after the 2026 World Cup draw. So you've got fans from Croatia, Argentina, England, Japan, like all the big countries that are going to be here playing. They are looking to find places to stay. So this could be a great time to capitalize. Let's say you're going to be going out of town at some point in the summer. Airbnb your house. You might be able to make some good money.
I'm going to rent my studio out, too, I think, to some of these countries.
Nice couches in there.
Yeah.
I could end up working out for
them. You could.
Yeah. Well, I'm renting it out to like for their work, podcasting work and stuff like that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, they're going to be looking for a studio.
Yeah,
and yours is fantastic.
Yeah.
I remember this storyline from the Super Bowl 15 years ago. And I thought, yeah, good idea. You know, I never really looked into it. But if you're in the Arlington area and you have another house, you could go stay with family for a couple of nights. And
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, maybe $500, $800 a night.
Yeah, I think for Augusta, like they were doing that, they were talking about they give the folks tax breaks.
For Airbnb being their home?
Yeah. They don't have to pay on the tax.
I put my home in Grapevine on Airbnb for World Cup, booked for 2 weeks, days. $600 a night, basically.
Huh.
That's some good money
that
right there.
That sounds very inexpensive for where these fans are probably willing to pay double that.
Especially when you get closer to the time, they start to get stressed out about it.
Yeah,
you could definitely make some money. I delivered food to prison. It says not for human consumption to the 903. Steak and lobster from the 817.
If you were in prison, that kind of food?
Yeah, that's what they'd want. 865, I used to sneak stamps and gum to my dad. It was currency in jail.
Hmm.
Yeah, we're going to look back at this era of the American prison system on history books for years and be like, can you believe what the Americans did in prisons during the 19th and 20th centuries?
Did you see states are like suing prisons?
For what?
Saying you're not giving us enough people.
You're not giving enough people.
Yeah, prison suing states, saying I'm not getting enough people. We said we had a quota here.
Yeah.
We're not getting that quota. We need to make some money.
Prison, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's totally unsafe, and it's cruel and unusual. And you know, it's one thing to be away from your family for years and have to live in a small box for, you know, 23 hours a day. You don't have to add all this extra stuff, but it's for profit, you know, so apparently you do. We got the Jake Ferguson Show coming up next here on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.